them all. So give them a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this Tuesday, March 18th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Let's see. I just forwarded it to you. I got to put it in a text message. Okay, very good. I just sent it to him, so he got it. Democrats in damage control mode after dismal polls. Well, in Michigan, a lot of people are looking at this U.S. Senate seat due to Gary Peters' retirement from Oakland County. The local Congresswoman, Haley Stevens, lives in Birmingham, part of Oakland County. And she told CNN's State of the Union over the weekend that she's taking a look at the U.S. Senate seat. Stevens is a fourth-term member of Congress. Said she's been talking to a lot of people as she makes her decision. She's including manufacturers, auto workers, and trade unions. During the interview, Stevens also said that President Donald Trump and his government efficiency lead billionaire Elon Musk are wreaking havoc on our government, and that Michigan manufacturers are on hold and frozen because of tariffs in Canada. And I cannot tell you how dangerous this is. Haley, that's a bald-faced lie. That is an absolute bald-faced lie. First of all, the tariffs haven't even taken place yet. Canada threatening to put tariffs on electric energy coming into Michigan has been put on hold. But what she's talking about specifically, Trump wants to cancel the CHIPS and Science Act, which is investing in Michigan manufacturing. That part is true. He's also putting tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum that manufacturers in our state use to build made-in-Michigan products. Okay, I got a very simple question, Haley. If Canada responds in raising their prices because of the tariffs that Donald Trump is imposing on their steel and aluminum, maybe, just maybe, they'll consider buying their aluminum and steel from U.S. manufacturers. Haley went on to say Trump did not campaign in Michigan saying he was going to tariff our neighbors to the north. So what's going on? This could put our state into a recession, Stephen said. Canadian tariffs are not good for Michigan. You're right. Haley, on that part, Canadian tariffs on our products going into Canada are not good for Michigan. And Donald Trump is countering it. Folks, do you realize that when it comes to softwoods in Michigan, where you see us clear-cutting timber all over the place, you see us processing the timber, turning them into 2x4s and other wood, softwood products. Do you know Canada tariffs our softwoods at 400%? 400% tariff tax gets added when we, back in the day, were selling 2x4s for 88 cents or a dollar a piece, a stud, 2x4, stud for stud walls. Canada was adding a $4 tariff to our $1 2x4 if they were purchased in Canada. Canadian tariffs are not good for Michigan. You got that right, sister. But, of course, she was trying to make it look like Trump putting tariffs on Canada are not good for Michigan. Bull crap. It is the best thing we can do to reciprocate on every country in the world. Whatever you put on our products coming into your country, we're going to put on your products coming into our country. And until Canada and Mexico step up their border enforcement, Donald Trump is going to have those tariffs in place effective immediately on steel and aluminum and all the other reciprocal tariffs kicking in on April 2nd, just in a few weeks. Well, on her take on Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Stevens says he's a great leader. Oh, even though he's getting heat in Democrat circles for not voting to shut down the federal government and supporting a continuing budget funding resolution. Well, she may actually, Haley Stevens, may be running against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She went on to say that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is a great leader. And she's working with this administration right now, trying to navigate these tariffs, but admits that she believes Governor Gretchen Whitmer may also run for the U.S. Senate seat, a conversation she looks forward to having with the governor before formally announcing. So Congresswoman Haley Stevens of Birmingham going to have a conversation with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and try to figure out what each one of them are going to do with regards to running for this U.S. Senate seat next year. So we'll see where this goes. On the Republican side, of course, Mike Rogers is playing floating trial balloons out there about a second run, as well as Tudor Dixon. She's looking at the possibility, former gubernatorial candidate back in 2022, the Republican nominee who lost to Gretchen Whitmer, she's also looking at running for the U.S. Senate. Now, wouldn't that be a hoot if Tudor Dixon is the Republican candidate and Gretchen Whitmer was the Democrat candidate? This would be a replay of the 2022 governor's race for the U.S. Senate seat, if those two end up being the candidates. So, yeah, we'll see where this goes. One of the situations that's happening in Lansing, real quick story, we'll get this in here before the break. State Senator Sean McCann, a Communist Democrat from Kalamazoo, has a Michigan-Ireland Trade Commission resolution Senate bill that he would like turned into law here in the state of Michigan. Michigan would have a special trade commission dedicated to building economic development relationships with Ireland, honoring Michigan's Irish American community dropped on St. Patrick's Day under legislation by Senator Sean McCann. He dropped his Senate Bill 128, Senate Resolution 10, that would establish the Michigan-Ireland Trade Commission within the state's Economic Development Corporation. The commission's makeup would include representatives from higher education, Chamber of Commerce, the Irish American communities, and individuals who have been promoting Irish affairs. The commission would feature 9 individuals appointed by the governor, including recommendations by the legislature top Democrat and Republican leaders. McCann, Irish descent, explained to MERS News Service that he first joined the Senate in 2019. He was contacted by Mark Daly, an Irish senator, since 2007. Daly became in contact with Senator Mallory McMorrow, the Senate Economic Development Chair, who has touted also having some Irish heritage. His job, McCann said, is to build Ireland-U.S. relations within a certain territory. First, it was just about doing a St. Patrick's Day resolution, just kind of acknowledging the relationship between the countries and the people of that heritage. But then, as I discussed it further, we found actually bipartisan, bicameral support of the Irish-American Legislative Caucus. McCann said a caucus was formed, including Senator Kevin Daly, State Representative Kelly Breen, and Jamie Green, Republican of Richmond. He described the group as being very loose and very unofficial. But because of his Irish heritage, McCann said he's still continuing to learn more about it. He learned that his ancestors moving to Canada from Ireland to farm, later relocating to Mount Pleasant, and then spreading out afterward. If I get the country, they say that everyone's friendly. They say that you want to know who they are. I better brush up on it, McCann said. He sees the governor's appointments to boards and commissions every single week. He sees these appointments as being very valuable and meaningful, and one that doesn't cost taxpayer dollars in any respect. Basically, we would have the ability to raise our own funds to form the committee. According to McCann, there's 19 states that have an Ireland-focused trade commission already that we are competing against. Such states: New Jersey, South Carolina, Maryland, Iowa, Alabama, just to name a few. Indiana is also looking at it in the House. And the one for our neighbor to the south, Ohio, is awaiting the governor's signature. Interesting. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of third hour. Texting into the show comment relevant to the conversation. I mentioned the 400% tariff Canada imposes on our softwoods, wood products going into Canada. Cliff Tolini says they tariff milk and dairy products from the United States going into Canada, 300%. Softwoods, $1 2x4, years ago, they would be tariffing at $4. A gallon of milk for $1 gets a $3 tariff. I'm not saying that's what we currently are selling our pricing of our products for. What I'm saying, based on those percentages of tariffs, if, for example, milk is $2 a gallon now, well, they're going to have $6 worth of tariffs. So our milk in Canada would cost $8 a gallon if it was being sold to them for $2 a gallon. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, one of the things that you have to understand is the fact that we, the people, have got to understand these tariffs. I'll give you a perfect example. Yesterday afternoon, I mentioned with Stacy earlier that I went and had some injections into my hips by my hip surgeon. Really nice doctor, Dr. Galdez, a great hip surgeon, walked in and said, "Hey man, how's it going?" I said, "Great. Now that the results of the election are in and it's happening." And you know what? He wasn't totally supportive of everything Donald Trump's doing. One of the concerns he had especially was the freezing of a lot of these federal dollars coming into the state of Michigan. His wife works for a research lab, and part of their funding comes from the federal government. And I asked him, I said, "Well, what is her laboratory research? What is it exactly she does?" And he said, "Research and development in the medical industry, trying to come up with new cures, new devices, new things to help people and help us doctors take care of our patients." He said, "And one of the other concerns I have is I'm looking at remodeling my house this summer. I want to add on to it, and I'm afraid the tariffs are going to cause the price of wood products to go up." I laughed at him. I said, where do you get your news? How do you hear this information about tariffs, whether they're good or bad or not? And according to you, you think Donald Trump's tariffs are bad. Where are you getting this from? And he said, well, you know, I don't really follow the news that closely. I just hear other people talking about it. And I said, yeah, and where do they get their news from? That you hear from them, through them, what they're hearing. He said, well, I would have to think most of them would be probably CNN or MSNBC. And I laughed. I said, you're getting the wrong side of the story. Do you know that with Donald Trump lowering the corporate income tax that he's in the process of doing with Congress, from 21% down to 15% is going to bring a ton of corporations back to the United States? I said, as a result, more jobs will be created. Maybe, just maybe, there might be a private sector job your wife could work for instead of doing research through federal grants. Maybe she could create a business and do it on her own. He said, well, it takes a ton of money to do that type of research. Create a business plan, put a mission statement together, explain what you're going after, what you're going to create a cure for, or a better medical instrument that they could patent or design, a better hip, a better knee, a better shoulder, whatever it is, and she can make a ton more money owning her own business on her own as opposed to relying on grants from Washington, D.C. He says, you know what? I never even thought of that. I said, well, you need to start thinking about a new news source. Tell your friends to stop listening to CNN and MSNBC and maybe change over to Fox News, Newsmax, all these other news sources, Epoch Times, to see if you can get your information from better sources. Because you got some stinking thinking and you need to change. And he laughed and he says, man, I always like seeing you. You're filled with all kinds of information and good attitude. I like it. So talk to people. Make sure you educate them about these tariffs. Explain to them about the new corporate income tax that's coming. Explain how new corporations are going to be formed and many of them coming back from foreign countries. Law of supply and demand, more jobs means higher wages. Means that we will be able to go and sell our time for jobs because there will be more competition for employees. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get